When he was certain he was alone, he reached down into the boat and picked up the hat. It was worn, but in good shape. No holes, pretty clean and expensive-looking. It had a brightly colored plume of some kind stuck into the band on the back. Peacock, maybe, he thought to himself. He sniffed the inside of the hat. Was that Old Spice? It looked well taken care of and smelled clean, so he thought he'd be assured there were no bugs in it. He gently laid the Loki rod down on the dock, removed his ragged LSU cap, and folded it into his back pocket. The cowboy hat fit perfectly. It rested neatly above his Costa del Mar Pescador sunglasses. With his eyes so well shaded, he saw the immense shadow of what had to be a 30-pound red drum swim out from under the dock. That's a dang big fish, he thought, as he saw it jerk his line and send his ridiculously expensive rod and reel flying into the creek. Suddenly, realization hit him and he leapt into action. Hey! He shouted and jumped into the water after it. The silver barrel of the reel glinted and he lunged after it, but the fish had other plans and took off. Unfortunately, the line was not reeling itself out, but holding fast and dragging his beautiful Loki away from him. He cursed himself for leaving the tension so high. He half swam, half crawled forward in the shallow water, thinking he must look like he was drowning, or attempting a butterfly stroke, a very awkward butterfly stroke. He plunged his head under and squinted in the distance. The glint of chrome winked and rushed away from him into the dark water. He planted his feet on the bottom and lunged. His bad knee caught what could only be described as a blade of rock jutting out of the creek bottom, and pain knifed into his leg. He ignored what he felt sure must be another tear to his ACL and plunged forward. He stuck his head up and, with a gasp of air and quick scan downstream, he again leapt toward the rapidly escaping rod and felt the end of it tickle his fingertips, but then it was gone. He lurched again, blindly flailing after it, and his bad knee jerked him back in a shock of pain. He limped up to a standing position, now harder to hold with one good leg, and peered into the current. There was no sign of the fish, the rod, or the reel. Dang it! He slapped the surface of the water. He lifted his leg to examine the damage to his knee. No cuts, just a few minor abrasions. It was starting to purple, but didn't look like he'd done anything more than bruise his knee, and his pride. He sat back down in the cool water. It felt good on his aching joints. As he massaged his throbbing tendons and watched the hypnotic current drift slowly down the creek, he wondered how he was going to eat tonight. He'd spent the last of his shrimping money on the Loki lightning redfish rod and a 12-pack of Coronas. It was a greenhorn mistake, laying down his fishing pole unsecured. Harley, his shrimp boat first mate, would have given him hell if he'd... His thought was interrupted as the newly escaped John boat thumped him hard in the back of the head. He tumbled forward and swallowed what must have been at least a quart of salt water. Scrambling out of the path of the boat sent a new shockwave into his knee, and he coughed harshly, expelling the briny water. He gingerly stood up, and the boat nudged him like a lost dog. "Double dang it!" he cursed as he shoved the boat past him down the creek. "Stop following me!" It drifted away, finally seeming to look back plaintively. Troy flipped his hand toward it like he would have if it had been a stray dog. "Go on now, get!" Troy waded slowly, painfully, to the creek bank and began to limp his way back upstream. Taking stock, he was sure his ACL was retorn and an egg-sized knot had risen on the back of his head, but all in all, he was okay. He reached up to check the knot and was flabbergasted to realize the straw cowboy hat was still perched on top of his head. And there it would remain. His fingertips came away from the bump on his head with a small splotch of blood. Dang boat had split his skin, probably not bad enough for stitches. Salt water was supposed to be good for that stuff anyway, he thought. As he took stock, he was relieved to find his Leatherman tool still strapped to his belt, his Costas still on their croaky strap, but the LSU cap was long gone from his back pocket. Dang, he thought, lost my favorite hat.